Now you're recording.
I make a motion that Sussex County Council come out of executive session. Let the record show it's 6:20 hours.
I have motion by Mr. Rogers, second by Mr. Phillips to return from executive session to regular session. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones is not in the room. My vote is yes. Motion is carried. Okay. Ready to go?
Make a motion we adjourn to home.
No, we're past due. We got to go. You all received a copy of the minutes for February the 13th. Any additions or corrections to the minutes? That must mean Robin did a good job.
Of course.
Or else
too long for anyone to read.
Or else that nobody's read them.
Debatable.
I'm sure you read all 20 pages.
I need approval of the minutes.
So moved.
I have motion, Mr. Cole, seconded by, you got to do it. Come on.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Rogers, to approve the minutes as distributed for February the 13th. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. Correspondence, if you'll give that Mr. Mr. Griffin.
Oh, it says red in its entirety.
Yes, I'd like to have it read.
Okay, we have two items of correspondence. First is a letter from Roger Jones, State Director of the Nature Conservancy, thanking council for making a grant to the Land Trust in January to support the conservation easement purchase of the Burton Farm. The next letter is a letter from Robert L. Reed to Mr. Dukes. Dear Councilman Dukes, a recent article in the Wave newspaper indicated that Mr. Swanson is most concerned with recalling the items used by me under my Deputy Bob program. If you recall, at the inception of the program, Mr. Baker's letter to me was quite clear that the county did not want to participate in the program and would not fund it. Initially, my personal funds rented usage for the Deputy Bob walkabout, and these funds were allocated as the down payment for a later purchase of the inflatable deputy. Discover Bank was a major contributor funding the purchase of the utility trailer as well as miscellaneous safety supplies. The child safety ID equipment was purchased from the Deputy Bob account to make child IDs for parents. We occasionally also used it to make fire police IDs. As you know, materials and supplies were given out to citizens in the county over a six-year period at various community events in the county. In the absence of Mr. Swanson's willingness to meet with me to transition the office as well as council's past written position of no support for the program, I sought to return items to the major contributors. The donated golf cart was returned to the original owner. The utility trailer was left at the sheriff's office since Discover Bank did not wish to have it returned or any other supplies. On December 24, 2006, I returned all funds remaining the Deputy Bob checking account to Discover Bank in the amount of $4,681.76. I sent the child safety ID equipment to the Talbot County Sheriff's Office, who expressed an interest in using it for children of their region. The only item still in my possession is the inflatable Deputy Bob walkabout, which I understand you have stated is of no value and you do not wish my program to continue in the county. Since I was a major contributor and with no other contributors seeking Deputy Bob's return, I plan to use him in Caroline County in a similar program. However, should you desire that the Deputy Bob program continue, and if you want the inflatable walkabout returned to the county, please let me know and I will return it. I would appreciate your response in writing regarding the inflatable walkabout within 15 days from the date of this letter. In the absence of your response within 15 days, I will keep the inflatable and will consider this matter closed. Thanking you in advance for your attention to this matter. Sincerely, Robert L. Reed.
Mr. Baker, will you talk with the sheriff and with the new sheriff Swanson and see if he wants that back? If he doesn't, then will you make sure that Mr. Reed gets a letter in writing within 15 days?
Sure.
On his request
that we're not interested in it.
If he is, or if he is,
he's not interested.
Yeah,
in it, yeah,
one way or the other. Okay. Thank you. Any other correspondence from the council? If not, Mr. Baker.
The first three items that I have on the agenda are pertaining to the airport, and I would like to pass down some information for you. We are recommending, and also we have pictures here, we are recommending three actions for your consideration tonight regarding a hangar at the county airport. And to give you a little background about this, in approximately 1998, the county loaned $400,000 to the Patrick Family Foundation to construct a 10,000-square-foot hangar at the airport, and this is a picture of the hangar. The hangar was built, and when John Kenny purchased the hangar, John Kenny's business purchased the hangar from Patrick Family Foundation. That was, I believe, in 1992. The hangar is now owned by Georgetown Air Services, John Kenny's company. The $400,000 loan that the county invested in the hangar was also transferred to Georgetown Air Services. Georgetown Air Services is subleasing the hangar now to Kimball's Aviation. Georgetown Air Services is now subleasing the hangar to Kimball's Aviation, which is owned by Sean Carroll. Kimball's Aviation is currently occupying the hangar, but the hangar is ideal for the airframe mechanics training program to be offered by Deltek. And Deltek's goal is that that program will start during the spring of 2008. Representatives from Deltek have inspected the hangar. The FAA requires the FAA approval and a review of the facility before they approve the training program. They actually want to see the physical site and setup for the training program before they give the official approval for it. So for these reasons and the need to move forward quickly, we are recommending the purchase of this property. At our October 24th County Council meeting, we reviewed our intent to work with Deltek to obtain a hangar site for the program. It's especially important since we have a business at the airport, Pats, which has over 100 job openings now and is planning to increase its staff from about $350 to $700 employees within the next few years. This program by Deltek at the county airport will enable Sussex County residents to train for airframe mechanic jobs here and stay and work in the county with benefits. So for that reason, I have passed out a list of recommendations. The first is to amend our lease with Georgetown Air Services to exclude the parcel that includes the block hangar. The land, of course, we own all the land at the airport, and we are leasing right now that parcel under the hangar to Georgetown Air Services. So we would amend that lease to exclude that parcel. The second is to purchase the block hangar building from Georgetown Air Services for a payment of $25,000 and the cancellation of an existing $400,000 loan. We have a 2002 appraisal for the building of $475,000. We do feel that it is worth that or more than $475,000 now. And then the third is recommendation to lease the hangar on a short-term lease to Kimball's Air Service, which is this company that's in there right now, subleasing, until August 16, 2007, at $1,000 per month, which is what we're currently receiving for rent for that hangar. After that, at the termination of lease with Kimball's Air Service, the county would renovate the hangar for Deltek, as we've discussed in the past, and then thereafter the county would lease the renovated hangar to Deltek for the airframe mechanics program at a minimal rate. And so these are the what we're recommending tonight are really the first three actions for your consideration. Next month in early April, the board of directors for Deltek will act to approve the airframe mechanics program, which was recommended by a committee that they set up to review the program. Thereafter, after their approval, then renovation work could begin if you concur. When renovation cost estimates are available, we will be back to the county council for your approval. Again, the Pat's business is a major economic benefit to Sussex County. By providing good full-time manufacturing jobs with benefits for our residents, their primary problem is finding qualified, trained people to man their expanding operations. And we believe that these actions will benefit Sussex residents for years to come. And so those are the three recommendations which are listed here to amend the Georgetown Air Services lease, to purchase the block hangar building, and then to enter into a six-month lease until August 16th with Kimball's Air Service. If there's any questions or concerns.
Dave, I got the only question I have. I know that the Deltek has to pass, that they're going to do the class. Have the feds come in and looked at the building, or do they have to do to get the class in place before they'll come look?
Deltek has been to different colleges that offer similar programs,
right,
and this building is the appropriate size. But when the FAA comes in, they want to see the layout with
the
labs
set,
and
set up
whatnot
or?
Set
okay.
up. Yeah, and
okay.
At least initially, we had a meeting. Mr. Godwin and I went a week ago or a week and a half ago, and the front part of the hangar will basically be open for airplanes.
Right.
And then in the back, they'll have different paint, like a paint lab and a mechanics lab and different
training
set up there for individual small classes.
Classwork.
So, but the FAA, they want to actually see that facility ready to go before they
give us stamp.
And that's the advantage, before they give them the approval. But the advantage of this building versus building is it's existing. If we went and build a hangar like on one of the pad sites, for instance, it would cost more money, and it would take more time.
So
just set the program back for it.
Okay, thank you.
I think Garrett's here. There he is from our airport. I don't know if he had any comments, Garrett. Or
got a motion?
Yeah, motion.
Yes, be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve the following actions. One, a lease amendment with Georgetown Air Services, LLC, which will delete from the agreement lot A33. Two, a purchase agreement to purchase the block hangar building on lot A33 for a total of $425,000, which will be paid by the cancellation of a $400,000 loan and a payment of $25,000. And three, approval of a lease with Kimball's Air Services for the hangar until August 16, 2007 at $1,000 per month.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, second Mr. Jones, to approve the motion just read by Mr. Baker regarding the Georgetown Air Services lease. Any questions on the motion or the lease? Being none, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Thank you.